Clint Eastwood directs and stars in the new death row thriller True Crime. Our film critic, John Powers, has a review.
Clint Eastwood made his name playing laconic loners who mistrusted authority, practiced rough justice, and never let anyone inside their heads. He was an icon of monolithic masculinity. But unlike most movie stars who cling to their personas, Eastwood has spent the last 25 years questioning the ideas of manhood he's famed for embodying. He's spoofed his image by co-starring with orangutans, let us gaze on his wrinkles and sagging flesh, and exposed how the Eastwood hero has unnerving similarities to the villains he's battling. He continues this process in True Crime, an enjoyable, implausibly plotted new thriller which has no bad guy, unless it's the hero played by Eastwood. He stars as Steve Everett, known as Ev, a fading reporter for the Oakland Tribune. A tireless philanderer, Ev cheats on his wife, played by Diane Venora, with the wife of the Metro editor. That's Dennis Leary. The selfish Ev doesn't even have time for his young daughter, played by Eastwood's own real-life daughter, Francesca. But Ev catches a glimpse of redemption when he's assigned to do a simple human interest sidebar on Frank Beecham, an African-American man sentenced to be executed for the murder of a white shop girl. But Ev's nose tells him there's something wrong with this conviction. Unfortunately, he has less than a day before Beecham will receive his lethal injection. Although True Crime builds to this deadline, the movie itself is loose and playful. Eastwood cares less about making this thriller thrilling than in revealing nuances of character. The way Ev slips his wedding ring back on after a night of adultery, or the way the prison guards roll their eyes at the self-promoting chaplain. Eastwood lets even the minor characters come to life. In fact, many of the most enjoyable moments are human interest sidebars rather than necessary to the dramatic plotline. The funniest bits are too obscene for radio, but you can get their flavor when Ev goes to tell his editor-in-chief, played by James Woods, that he thinks Beecham may be innocent.
What do you got on Frank Beecham? Oh, Ev. Ev. Ev.
Alan.
Ev. Ev.
Alan, yes.
No, Alan.
Alan, look, listen to me.
No, just... I don't have to listen to you. I'm looking at you. I'm looking, and I can see a reporter who's about to tell me he has a hunch.
I've been checking on some things.
Do you know my opinion of reporters who have hunches?
I interviewed this witness who said he saw a gun. I don't think he saw a gun.
I can't fart loud enough to express my opinion.
Even Michelle thought the whole thing stunk. She thought there were discrepancies.
Discrepancies?
Yes.
After a police investigation, a trial, what, 6 years of appeals, and you found discrepancies? How long did it take you? What, all of half an hour?
Well, you know how the court system goes. His first attorney was probably some 12-year-old legal aid guy. He couldn't object enough for the appellate court to even make an intelligent decision. That's if they could make one.
Ev, come on. I got your appeal. Come on.
Alan, they're going to kill the guy tonight.
All right. Now, I must be on acid. So you're trying to tell me that you want to turn a routine execution piece into some big fight for justice story, and what? That'll give me an excuse to stand up for you when Bob asked me to transfer you to the toilet. Is that it, huh?
This story matters because of what it reveals about the classic Eastwood persona, a persona quoted by presidents, make my day. But Eastwood knows that manhood isn't so simple as mouthing macho one-liners. Steve Everett may see himself as a heroic loner, but what that means, in real life, is that he treats his family shabbily, casually betrays his co-workers, and flits from story to story with no concern for the human beings involved. Just as Unforgiven brought a new depth to Eastwood's work, showing what a terrible thing it is to take a life, so True Crime finds the Eastwood figure exploring the cost of being an island unto yourself. Ev begins to grasp the consequences of his personal failings, and he gains a new respect for how precious and precarious life can be. There's no need to teach this lesson to the condemned man, who's movingly played by Isaiah Washington. True Crime spends a lot of time with Frank Beecham and his family, because their story is the mirror image of Ev's. Although once a young tough, Frank has grown into a decent man who tries to protect his wife and small daughter from the worst truths of his execution. In every way, he seems a better man than Ev. Warmer, more loving, more responsible. But he's also been convicted of murder. Without belaboring the point, True Crime suggests that the reasons for this are racial. Because he's white, Ev can mess up his life over and over and still be an accepted part of society. Because he's black, Frank's always on thin ice. His youthful mistakes make it easy for him to wind up on death row for a murder that nobody bothered to investigate properly. Because it's a Hollywood movie with a need for a satisfying finish, the last 20 minutes are filled with ticking clocks and racing cars. Untrue crime. But there's so much going on earlier in the film that I forgave this phony finale. This is Eastwood's most interesting and self-revealing movie since Unforgiven, one that shows how much his social awareness has changed. The conservative movie actor, whose character once coolly gunned down every crook in sight, has now directed a film that shows the horror and bigotry of capital punishment in America.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.